Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Happy New Year to you, if I didn't already say that. Did I even say it last? How rude. Did a whole hour of live radio, didn't even wish you a Happy New Year. And Epiphany, and a kind of Epiphany. I'm not exactly sure how that works, but see, this is usually Epiphany. They might have moved it to the Sunday. I'm not really good with liturgy stuff. I apologize for that. Also, I think it's the feast of Andre Bissett today, too. And what a great... If you don't know, he's like the Padre Pio of the Americas. That's the way I would describe him. That's the guy that loved St. Joseph, had a healing power. What, just a magnificent person, Brother Andre Bissett. So check him out. Well, you maybe already did in your Saint of the Day reading today or something like that. What people do at the beginning of the year is we use this as a kind of a motivator to, all right, let me start again on those things that I let go in the last year. And you know what? I said I was going to stop making snarky comments, and I fell out of that on January 2nd of last year. Let me see if I can go longer this year, that kind of thing. But you know what? The Catholic Church, actually, Christianity in general, Catholic Church, God, has a lot to say about how to make those changes, how to become those people that we want to become. And so as we start the new year, we thought maybe we'll mine that a little bit. We'll mine some of what the Church has to say about that. Dr. Jared Stout is our guest this year. He's going to help us, I hope, to mine some of that beautiful gold that the Church has to offer us in this area. He's the director of content at Exodus 90. In recent years, Exodus 90 has helped hundreds of thousands of men to get strong in virtue and overcome the slavery to vice. Dr. Jared Stout, welcome. Thank you for being here. So the Church does have a lot to say about how to do this. It's not just wagging its finger at us. It also has a lot of helps for how to become better people.
Even pronounce asceticism. What the heck is that? But it's just a Greek word that means training. And, you know, as we are making these New Year resolutions, people want to lose weight, they want to go to the gym. We can offer something so much more. Just say, okay, yes, the body does need training. You got to stay in shape and feed the body healthy food. What about your soul? You know, we're so motivated for the body. The soul needs more than the body does. The body is for the soul. And so we need training. We need spiritual exercises. We need to get in shape, you know, with our prayer life. We need to be disciplined. We need to grow in friendship and relationship with other Christians, just like we have a social life, right? Those things matter in the spiritual life even more than they do in other areas of our life.
I think maybe the negativity about asceticism goes deeper than just pronunciation. However, it has the air of this is going to hurt. Like I don't want to hurt. By the way, primary motivation of human life for many people is avoid hurting.
And I would go even farther than that. I would say as Christians today, we think we just don't need it.
Oh.
We think we can have our cake and eat it too. Like, oh. I can live a comfortable life in the world.
Yeah.
I can pursue happiness here. But, you know, I'll be happy in heaven too, right? You know, so I can, you know, really just kind of settle into this world and have faith. You know, I'll go to church on Sunday and then everything will be fine. But when you read the Gospels, it doesn't quite work like that. You know, Jesus said, take up your cross every day and follow me. He tells us to die to ourselves. And I think we're like, yeah, oh, yeah, that's nice,
I'll get to
Jesus.
That.
What's on TV tonight, you know?
Right. Yeah, so I guess that, I mean, Exodus 90 is a kind of... it's a community. It's a method. It's a practice. I hesitate to say system, but it's a way of helping men to do this. And I do think there is something in modern men that's like, I need something to get me together, to get me over these things that I can't quite do it myself. We need each other. I mean, we're no good on our own. Men are no good on our own. I don't want to speak for women, but I think that's also true of women. I'm pretty sure it is, but I definitely know with men, we have this tendency to isolate and we need each other to get better.
It's funny because we think today that the more we dumb things down, the more that people will like it. But I think it's the opposite. And especially for men, you're like, really? That's Christianity? Just all that, you know, fuzzy stuff and doesn't require anything of me. So it's like the less we require of everyone, but I think especially of men, is that the less we get. And say, well, that's not a big deal. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
But when we actually take asceticism seriously, this training in the spiritual life, men wake up and they're like, oh, there's more. There's something for me to do, not just to be lazy in the pews and just kind of roll in and roll out of church. And I do think that the communal aspect is significant because we struggle a lot with isolation, loneliness. And in the faith, you know, especially if you're a man who really wants to be serious about faith, you can feel really isolated in that. So Exodus 90 is built on three pillars. Prayer first, because without prayer, it's like we have nothing, right? So during the 90 days up to Easter, right, we do a holy hour every day. Asceticism, and we're known for not only the holy hours, but also the cold showers.
Yes, you put guys those are things known together.
Yeah. The cold showers, and we fast 2 days a week and we abstain from a lot of things, TV, video games, unnecessary technology use, alcohol, sweets. So it's very serious and we're getting our life in order, waking up every day at the same time, making sure we get a full night's sleep. But we have a weekly fraternity meeting as well. And that's usually done in the parish. Now, we offer daily reflections on the book of Exodus as we're going through this Exodus 90. We're trying to break out of all the things that are kind of holding us back and enslaving us in society today. So we're making our own Exodus experience. We have guided reflections. Ironically, it's on an app. So we use technology to try to
come
pull
on,
back
man.
From technology. Yeah. So we're going to lean right into that, you know?
Right, yeah.
But it works, and you know even connect with your fraternity through our app as well. But it's not just like get on the app and then you know everything's fine. It's no, this is embodied, right? Because we are meeting in person once a week, usually at the parish, and there's obviously a lot of embodied practices as well. And so being disciplined about these things, well, it leads us to health. We try to refrain from unnecessary purchases and things like that. So we save money. And most importantly, we are trying to grow in holiness.
If you'd like to talk about growing in holiness, if you'd like to talk about this asceticism, that is training in holiness, we'd love to talk with you. This beginning of the year time, great time to think about that. And a great time to get going if you'd like to do the Exodus 90 thing. They're going to start the 90 days on January 20th of this year. That turns out that is 90 days before Easter. What an extraordinary Easter it could be. 888-318-7884 is the number if you'd like to talk with Dr. Jared Stout, who's the director of content at Exodus 90. 888-318-7884. We'll mine a little bit more of the church's wisdom on training in holiness right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live.
Are you a coffee drinker? If so, you can now enjoy a coffee roasted to perfection by the Carmelite monks of Wyoming. Delicious Mystic Monk coffee is roasted and prepared by monks in a hidden cloistered monastery and is available in over 25 varieties. All Mystic Monk coffees are works of perfection and labors of love. For more information on how to purchase Mystic Monk coffee, visit mysticmonkcoffee.com. That's mysticmonkcoffee.com.
As the largest religious media network in the world, EWTN has an important role in educating others about our Catholic faith and spreading the good news of salvation. We invite you to explore our numerous pages of historical faith documents, prayers, teachings, and other current issues in Catholicism today. Visit EWTN.com and click Catholicism. EWTN is the Global Catholic Network.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I think it's a good thing. I think we make fun of like New Year's resolutions and all that. I think it's a good thing that people are trying to be better. We don't always know how to do it, but what a good thing it is that people go, let me try again. Let me start again. As a matter of fact, I think almost one of the definitions of the Christian life is constantly starting again. I don't know how you would feel about that.
Now I begin, right? Make that resolution.
That's the great, now I begin. The great Catholic philosopher, Philip Rivers, I believe, was Nunc Chaepe is his motto. Is that right? Do you know that?
I mean, it's been a motto of many people, including saints, through the centuries. But
I know, but it was invented by Philip Rivers, quarterback of the Chargers. I don't know how it got on all those. But
he did not invent it. No,
what a beautiful thing. Now I begin. Like every day, it's like, all right. That says something about God, who is not constantly keeping a record against us of, okay, I've got this and this and this I want to hold against you, but is always willing to start anew. As a matter of fact, is always right there, ready to start anew with us. But it just says something beautiful about what's in people's hearts too, is that with a desire to start again. And so I don't denigrate the whole, give it a try. You know, you blew it on the exercising, or you blew it on the giving up gossip or whatever. Give it a try again. I think that's great about us. What is difficult is that, I think a lot of us just don't know how to do it. How can I be a better person? I don't know. Maybe we don't have the confidence, or so give us some of the wisdom of the church on this.
Well, I would say that Exodus works because of the combination of those things, and so we all want to get better at things. We want to be holy. That's one of the things we want to be better at. But it is just like all these resolutions. It's an aspiration that just goes away with the wind unless it's concrete. And I think that's why Exodus 90 has worked so well, is because you have a framework. Okay, for these 90 days, I'm going to try the best that I can to pray a holy hour. It's hard. And people fail. We say, just like you said, get back up. That's okay. Yeah. And, I have these disciplines that I'm not just doing myself, but I'm doing it with a fraternity of, five, six, seven other men. And we're supporting each other. I have an anchor that I'm actually working with every single day. We're holding each other accountable. And it's not just about doing a lot of hard things. I do think that is something that, men like that challenge, but we always say, what's this freedom for? Right? Like the Exodus out of Egypt, there was freedom from the oppression of Pharaoh, but what for? It's right to come into communion with God. And so the freedom that we are looking for in Exodus is to be a son of the Father, to really embrace his love and to live from within it, right? To say that this is who I am. In a way, it's like rediscovering my identity. And so the disciplines are not so much like, I'm going to take on all these hard things. It's rather, I'm going to remove the obstacles that have been holding me back from pursuing the most important things.
888-318-7884 is the number. Dr. Jared Stout is our guest. He's the director of content at Exodus 90, the author of books and a teacher and a creator of programs and all that, but now finds himself director of content at Exodus 90, which I think, if I didn't like Exodus 90 before, now I think those people are geniuses that they got Dr. Stout to come be the director of content. But are there things to be avoided as we start the, as we say, well, Nunc Chaepe, as you said, now I begin. We can get better at beginning too, I suppose. We can go, this, as much as I might want this or that to work, that's just not how this is done. So what is to be avoided in the starting again?
Well, this is kind of funny coming from somebody at Exodus 90, but don't try to do too much at once.
Yeah.
As right. We're doing a lot of disciplines. But I mean, right. You do have to be realistic. But more than that, I would say, why are you doing it? Right? As you're setting your sights on something that you want to change, why do I want to change that? So we speak of that as finding our why. And it's not just for ourselves, you know, because if you're going to do something difficult, like wake up every morning and take a cold shower, you need motivation. And so why are you doing it? Yes, there's things that you want to find greater freedom for in your life. And a lot of men come to us because they have an addiction to pornography or they're struggling in that area. And so they want that discipline, and they're going to set aside technology for a time, you know, and mm-hmm. focus on prayer and have the support of brothers. But it could be that you want to take on this asceticism for someone else. You know, maybe you have a family member or a child who's struggling. You say, okay, I'm going to take on this prayer and these ascetical disciplines every day for 90 days and offer it for this person. And I think that can really keep us going when things get difficult. Also, don't just do it yourself, right? So I'd say what we're avoiding is, you know, if you just make a resolution, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and it's just you, it's just so easy to fall off without accountability and support.
Again, 888-318-7884 is the number. So the finding that motivation, I think sometimes we struggle with, well, what is my motivation? You know, I might say that I want to do this for God, but really I want to do it for myself or whatnot. But there is this kind of, you know, I suppose our nature is not bad. It's not just to be avoided that we want to be better because we just want to be better. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. God put that in us. But there is this other thing about, I think sometimes we might get to the point where we go, I'm the guy with the one talent, and I got to get over being the guy who just, I my life is not orderly enough. I'm not together enough to be able to be the guy with the two talents, you know, or with the five talents. I can't remember how many. I think I have that right. One, two.
One and five and ten.
Oh, one and five and ten. Okay. Well, ten was out of reach for me. I didn't even have that in my mind. But you see what I'm saying? That there's a certain point at which you get to a certain age maybe and you go, yeah, I am not doing the things that God has put me here to do. For whatever reason, I keep not being the guy with the two or the five talents or the ten. I'm the guy with the is it one? Now I forgot. Is it one?
The one, yeah. The,
one.
That
yeah.
guy with a measly one talent.
I just bury it under all the TV I watch, or I bury it under all the wasted time or the whatever, the lack of trust or faith or love that I have. So is that fair enough to have a motivation to be, I just don't want to be the one talent guy?
Yeah, I say, as I'm trying to really think about what to get out of something like Exodus 90 or even a retreat or anything else, we come with our own motivations. But I tell people, pray about what God wants you to get out of it.
Oh,
what does he have in mind for this new year?
Right.
Have you ever asked him? You know,
yeah.
I think that's really important to kind of flip it around, because that guy with the one talent, he was afraid. Right. And so he was focused on himself. He didn't want to take a risk. So he buries the thing. But let's flip it around and say, okay, this is the little I have. I like to think of the loaves and fishes, right, rather than the talents, right? I have just these few loaves, two fish, that's all I have. But Lord, I bring it to you. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
With this, the loaves and the fish, because you're going to need to multiply this, because this is not enough.
Is asceticism related to happiness?
I think so. And when you look around in our culture, the more that we pursue our own happiness, I would say the more miserable that we are. The more that we make it about ourselves, right? We are not happy when we do that. And so John Paul would speak of this as a paradox, Pope John Paul II. And really, he would say, you know, in order to find yourself, you know, you have to give yourself. And that's just the gospel, you know. You have to lose yourself in order to find yourself. So asceticism is, once again, not just doing difficult things, because we do difficult things for all kinds of reasons. It is doing difficult things because you are seeking God. And you want to come close to him in love. That is what asceticism is all about. I'm seeking something bigger than myself, and I'm not going to allow all these little things to get in the way. You know, my eating habits, my drinking habits, my entertainment, that way I'm wasting time, all these petty little things, you know, we have to say it's not enough. And so I have to let go of them to seek something more.
It's weird, though, that our society, like if somebody's like, you know, an Olympic athlete and they are extremely careful in their diet, in their use of their time, they're constantly pushing themselves and suffering. And we think that is, man, that's really cool. Like, you know, that so that they can win an Olympic medal. But if somebody says, I'm doing this because I'm seeking God, we're like, what are you, a weirdo?
That's absolutely right. You know, say, oh, well, a little religion is fine. Just keep it in its comfortable box in the corner. Right. You can go to church on Sunday. And I think that's really the problem. Not only that individualism, but also secularism. Because secularism is not just getting rid of faith and religion, but it's keeping them separate from everything else. So the goal, I really think, is that we're seeking God through everything else that we're doing, that everything becomes ordered to him. And so asceticism, sometimes it's even just pulling back on something for a while so that when it comes back in, you can try to fit it into the proper spot where it belongs, ordered towards God.
Again, Dr. Jared Stout is our guest, the director of content at Exodus 90. You may have heard of Exodus 90. Exodus 90 is a whole movement, really, that draws on the wisdom of the Christian church, the wisdom of the Lord himself and the wisdom of the church in putting the words and the call of the Lord into action in learning these ascetical practices and learning how to, in a sense, let go of the world so that one can be fully attached to the person of Jesus, to the Father, to the Holy Spirit, to the church itself, and to all that is good. If somebody wanted to do the Exodus 90, if they wanted to say, okay, I want to take up this challenge, I want to love God with that kind of fire, I want to be free to be what I was made to be, how does a person participate in Exodus 90?
Well, on a basic level, you can find our app, Exodus 90, in the App Store. You can go to our website, exodus90.com. But to really do it, you can find fraternities. We actually have a fraternity finder. You can see if there's one already in your area. But otherwise, you want to start gathering some men together at your parish, you know, from work, family members, friends. And really, you want about 4 to 6 guys, 5 to 7, something in that range, that you're going to be meeting throughout this period. So that is really key to success in Exodus 90, is having that support. So you can learn about it, exodus90.com. But then you really, want a local community to embody this.
Do you think it's needed? In a certain sense, there was a kind of asceticism of the pre-modern era in that they just didn't have all the stuff that we have. Like, does it feel like all these things that these crazy people, like the Desert Fathers did? And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I just mean they're really unique characters that they did. We need it even more now because you really can kind of have an easy life if you want, in many ways, especially if you can use a computer. if you can get that computer to do stuff that other people can't get it to do, you can have a really easy life in this world.
Well, it's ironic that when people lived a harder life, that they embraced a really difficult asceticism. Oh. And now that we have things easy, we say we don't need asceticism. And you would think, just as you're asking, well, don't we need it more now than ever before?
Yeah.
And I would say yes. And there's a whole nother layer, right? We are always fighting against the world, the flesh, and the devil in every age. But because of the computer, because of, the smartphone, there's a whole nother layer of asceticism that is needed. You know, having this discipline of the eyes is very important, and not allowing your time to really be dominated by it. So asceticism in the past, I think, focused a little bit more on eating and drinking, right? That was the key thing. And now I would argue that we do need to go back to a stronger asceticism in eating and drinking, but so that we can get order in our lives other places as well, because if we're not strong and disciplined in some of those things, sleeping, eating, drinking, how are we going to be strong and standing against, you know, the temptations and difficulties that do come from modern technology?
And the thing about that modern technology, that when one is liberated from it, and in the extreme, it's things like pornography that are just grabbing us by our nature and just making us deviate into one part of life with this great intensity. But on the less extreme, it's, you know, I'm addicted to the Housewives, you know, or whatever reality TV is out there. When one is liberated from that, one finds out that you live in a created world that is actually quite wonderful. It's quite beautiful. You can see again, so to speak. It's like the scales fall from the eyes.
And what's the most important thing we need to see? It's really those in front of us. We have to rebuild relationships, and we'll have the time to do it.
Jared Stout, our guest, he stopped in the middle of that answer, I could tell you right that, because he heard the music, but we're not done. We've got another half hour with him. You're welcome to call if you'd like to learn the lessons of the ascetic life, the life that Christ recommends, commands for all of us. 888-31-TRUTH is the number.
Deepen your connection to the church's holy days and seasons while you draw on the wisdom of the Church Fathers. Feasts of Our Fathers, the new book from Mike Aquilina and Adam Lucas, is a treasury of history, prayers, insights, and lessons that will bring you closer to the earliest of Catholic traditions. Take your prayer life and your solidarity with the Church, past and present, to a new level. Order your copy of Feasts of Our Fathers today at shop.catholic.com.
We hope that one of the things that we communicate here at Catholic Answers Live is that our Catholic faith allows us to be fully serious about all the problems we encounter in the church and in the world, but it also lets us have light hearts and maybe even mix in a bit of fun. And that is exactly what our good friend Joe Heschmeyer does in his popular podcast, Shameless Popery. You should check it out at shamelessjoe.com. Joe's got a deep grasp of the faith, of morals, the teachings of the church, all that. But he's also got a witty conversational style. He entertains and he informs. But you will leave equipped to better answer the most common challenges, misconceptions, and questions about the Catholic faith. He's got insightful guests. He does on-air debates. And he takes a close look into all the things that you want to know about as a Catholic living today. You'll walk away knowledgeable and filled with joy. Look for Joe on his YouTube channel. Check him out at shamelessjoe.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, become a patron.
Our Lord needs articulate defenders of the truth to spread the joy of the Catholic faith. Catholic Answers Monthly Giving Club, Society 315, helps you fulfill the call in 1 Peter 3:15 to always be prepared to make a defense for the hope that is in you. For as little as $10 a month, you'll help Catholics grow in faith, bring lapsed Catholics home, and lead non-Catholics to the truth. Go to CASociety315.com and join today.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Hey, we're starting a new year, which means we start inviting you now to the conference in September so that you can plan accordingly. The last full weekend of September, we meet here for the National Catholic Answers Apologetics Conference. It's really become quite an event now, and we'd love it if you'd come September 25th through 28th in beautiful San Diego, California. Our keynote speaker is Chris Stefanik. Father Jeff Kirby will be there. Steve Dawson from the St. Paul Street Evangelization will be there, and it's all because the theme is Go Make Disciples. So if you'd like to come and talk about making disciples as Christ has commanded us to do, we would love it if you would come. You can find out all about it at CatholicAnswersConference.com. If you use the promo code early, you're going to get $50 off your ticket, and that'll probably go for a few more months. I want to encourage you to go now and get your ticket, but the truth is that promo code early will be on there for the next few months at CatholicAnswersConference.com. Check it out. We would love it if you would come and be with us for a few days here. CatholicAnswersConference.com. Our guest this hour is Dr. Jared Stout. He is the director of content for Exodus 90, a wonderful program that hundreds of thousands of men have used in recent years. And so a great time to talk about that is at the beginning of the year, but it's also a great time to talk about it because Exodus 90 is 90 days. So you got to, you got to, every now and then a new one starts. You know, every few months a new one starts, and there's a new one starting this month on January 20th. What's the website, Dr. Stout, again, where people can go and find out about it?
Exodus90.com.
Exodus90.com. But the director of content has a lot of other content out there as well. If you've heard about the Desert Fathers, as a matter of fact, you've probably heard about the Bible. Maybe you've done the Bible in a year. You've probably heard about the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Maybe you've done the Catechism in a year. But right after the writing of the Bible, we get the Desert Fathers. And now you can do the Desert Fathers in a year. So, Dr. Stout, will you tell us a little bit about the Desert Fathers in a year?
Absolutely. So it's a new podcast that we launched with Bishop Eric Varden in cooperation with EWTN. And so he has a weekly reflection on the Desert Fathers. He's starting with St. Anthony the Great, St. Anthony of Egypt this month, going through his life and how he really set off this whole movement of young men flocking to the desert in Egypt and then later in Syria, seeking God through asceticism and prayer. And so after St. Anthony, we're going to work through the sayings of the Desert Fathers. So going through topics like humility and poverty, prayer. So if you don't know Bishop Eric Varden, he is one of the greatest spiritual writers of our time. And so he has really wonderful books, one on chastity, has a new one coming out on healing for Lent as well. So I would encourage you to look up his books. We have a lot of other content that we're offering alongside of Exodus 90. Father Boniface Hicks from St. Vincent Arch Abbey and Benedictine Monastery in Pennsylvania, he's our spiritual guide. So he's offering additional videos each week, answering questions and giving us his guidance. And then we also have a fictional story of an Exodus man who doesn't know how to do a holy hour. And so over the course of Exodus 90, he is learning how to pray from scratch. And so we're going to be following the story of Andy, this guy, just as he's learning step by step, and you can learn with him.
Is he at all related to Anthony of the Desert? Is that why you picked Andy, or is that it's just a coincidence?
Well, actually, so the Andy from Andrew, he's meeting with Father Anthony from a Benedictine monastery, and that was inspired by St. Anthony the Great.
Check it all out. You really should, as you're thinking about, as people do at this time of the year. It's certain times of the year we think about. Lent is another one, for example, and that will be coming up soon. We think about starting again. And as you're doing that, Exodus 90 has all kinds of wonderful things to help you do that. If you'd like to call and talk about this asceticism, this idea of training in holiness, you're welcome to call and just talk with Dr. Stout right here, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. Luca runs the soundboard for us on some days, and he is an aficionado of Exodus 90 and has some questions for you, Dr. Stout. Welcome in, Luca. It's nice to have you on this side of the glass.
I know. It's really, really fun to be over here.
Oh, well, we're glad to have you. Tell me about what Exodus 90, how it's been part of your life.
Absolutely. So I did Exodus 90 first as a senior in high school with a bunch of my buddies, two who are now in seminary. So if that says anything about Exodus 90, it forms young men. And that was really, really
fun. Don't scare them off, though. They're oh, no, I'll become a priest. But no,
you might run to the desert.
Yeah, but you might find yourself and find your vocation there. Okay.
Absolutely. It definitely forms you. And then I did it again the following year at college when I was at John Paul the Great Catholic University. And this time I ran it as the leader of our fraternity. And so some of my questions kind of tap into this experience. I guess my first one would be, when I ran it, I found a lot of pressure and I was just had to be enthusiastic and drag all these guys through it because some of them were more committed than others. How do I, when engaging in Exodus 90 this year or in future years, whether I'm the leader or just part of the group, keep myself from being burnt out or overeager and then just crashing super hard either halfway or at the end of Exodus 90 when suddenly you have all these accessibilities back to your phone and sweets and treats and snacks, et cetera?
Right. Well, I would say during the experience, it is important to modify things if you need to. I know from our men, they don't like to do that. They're like, we are going to do everything. And that's great. We encourage people to do everything. But at the same time, there also has to be an understanding. Like, let's say if it's your anniversary, we encourage men. Yeah, you know, maybe you need to take a step out, you know, for a day and do something to honor your wife. But if you're feeling burnout, you know, I would really lean into the things that you know you need to lean into. And if you need to make an accommodation in another area, even if it's just temporary, that is better than crashing and burning. So we do try to help men to find a balance. Yes, we can get, you know, more out of it if we are able to kind of step into it fully. But at the same time, there's no reason to kind of say, well, I can't do everything, therefore I'm not going to do it. Right. So make accommodations when necessary. And I've actually walked some leaders, fraternity leaders, back from the edge. And just to say, you don't have to confront men, you know, encourage. Right. And take steps. If you can't do a holy hour immediately, work up to a holy hour, you know, et cetera. And then afterwards, well, we've actually now developed content for every single day of the year. So during Easter, we are actually trying to help men who finished Exodus 90 to actually celebrate, to make the most of the Easter season, not just throwing everything out the window. But I mean, if you compare Exodus 90 to Easter, right, it's not intense in the same way. But we're trying to at least keep, well, 20 minutes of prayer and to keep what we call baseline of a plan of life so that you don't lose everything. And you can even say, okay, I know I can't go back to this. And you kind of put that into your plan of life and you're trying to stay consistent, but that you're not keeping up that same level of intensity throughout the rest of the year. But we have unique daily content, though, every day of the year, Easter, going through summer, St. Michael's Lent from August 15th to September 29th, the Feast of St. Michael and the Archangels. That's our second biggest season. And that's a really wonderful time of the year. We have some great content in the fall focused on the wisdom and the virtues and peace, and then moving into the month of the dead and then, you know, celebrating the Advent season. So you can follow the whole liturgical year with Exodus and have just that kind of that baseline for the rest of the year, but in as you get ready to ramp up for the 90.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something I've learned since doing that Exodus 90, that now I'm like, all right, I got to go back now and try again, Nukchepi, and really add a little bit more intentionality to it and then just making sure I'm measuring myself. But then also I'm a big fan of all the content too. I've been following the Desert Fathers in a year since it started now recently, and I did Advent this year with a buddy of mine. So really looking forward to seeing how the rest of the year comes out for you guys. But that taps into my second question, which is, I have two of the Exodus 90 books. So that has all the prep work, that has the daily readings and the daily reflections. And I wanted to ask, you know, how does this compare to the app now? I know that you're putting out, you know, the readings, the Exodus readings on the app. You're doing all the reflections too. You're doing these videos and voice recordings. So that way, if you, you know, can't really look at it, but you can at least listen to it while you're driving or you're doing the dishes, obviously not recommended, but should that case come up, how does the book from whenever it was published and then printed now compare to the daily readings and reflections for this year? Are they the same? Can I follow along with the book and not really use the app? What are your recommendations?
Well, as I mentioned, we now have unique daily content in the app. So that includes the 90 days. So what is in the app is not going to be the same as the book. And I would say the biggest change is that we go through the book of Exodus in the first 44 days leading up to Ash Wednesday. And then on Ash Wednesday, we're actually going to shift the contents, and we're going into the prophets this year during Lent. So you would really miss out on that. But as I mentioned, there's a lot more in the app, because you do have, well, you can find Desert Fathers in a year either in the app or outside of it, but we have the weekly videos from Father Boniface. We have a weekly meeting guide, and we also have this series, Teach Me to Pray. So we do offer a lot in the app beyond just the daily reflections.
Luca, thank you. Thanks very much for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
We got to take a quick break. I'm going to give the number again, 888-318-7884. We're talking about this treasure of asceticism and of experience, really, with asceticism in the church. Thousands of years of experience with asceticism, even going back long before the incarnation of God in Jesus Christ. There's the book of Exodus, for example. So we'll talk more about that. Your questions are welcome, 888-318-7884. But I want to tell you, when I come back, I'm going to ask about this phrase that you use, Dr. Stout, plan of life. I think people could benefit from an understanding of what does that mean to have a plan of life? We'll do that right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
It's all about the truth. Catholic Answers Live.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects home buyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
This is Father Ed Sovia. Why do we need to go to confession? It's because confession is that opportunity for the forgiveness of sins. All of us have to deal with sin, but confession is an opportunity for us to come to the forgiveness of sins as we acknowledge our sins and ask for God's mercy and help. May we always be a people who recognize that confession brings us to the heart of our loving God.
The Catechism defines evangelization as the proclamation of Christ and his gospel by word and the testimony of life. But what does that look like in real life? It looks like St. Paul street evangelists out in the public square sharing the good news. We're a Catholic nonprofit that starts conversations by handing out free sacramentals. Then we employ our method of listen, befriend, proclaim, and invite. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, starting our first live show off with some great conversation. Having to do with what a lot of people are doing at this time of year, which is starting again. And, we want to make those improvements in our lives. And that's a good thing. That's a good impulse. And the church actually has a great deal to share on that. One of the places men especially are finding that is with the Exodus 90 stuff that's going on. As a matter of fact, hundreds of thousands of men now have participated. The Exodus 90 that's starting on January 20th, that's 90 days of ascetic practices and prayer. This one will attract, 30, 40, 50, 60,000 men. We don't know, but that's a lot of wonderful stuff being brought to the world because of what these men undertake to do. And among those who help are Dr. Jared Stout is the content director of content for Exodus 90. And I wanted to ask you, because in your conversation with Luca, about maintaining, you do the, in a certain sense that you have this experience, this intense training that you do for 90 days, and then what? You start smoking after that? Or what do you do? I mean, how do you live this call to asceticism that is part of every Christian life?
Well, after fasting comes the feast. And so during the Easter season, we offer a 50-day exercise that is trying to help fraternities to really make the most of that whole season, to be able to celebrate. And some of the things that we do, rather than say like fasting, we say, try a Trappist beer together, go for a hike with your families, get together and celebrate, have games, have a fire. And so we are really leaning into that Easter season of saying, if we fasted, we need to feast. And actually, in the story of the Exodus, when God was freeing Israel from bondage, he said it was so that they could go and celebrate a feast in the wilderness. So we take that very seriously. We want to celebrate after the asceticism. Now, on the other hand, we say feasting is not binging, right?
Because wonderful. Yeah.
What you want to do
right
after the 90 days, you're like, I'm going to play so many video games now, or I'm going to drink too much and say, no.
Right.
And so we do have just like a baseline when you're with us for the rest of the year, there are certain things. And the number one thing is praying for 20 to 30 minutes a day, because we do a holy hour during the 90 days. We say we got to keep that going at least 20 minutes, if not 30 minutes for the rest of the year. Let's keep that habit going. Let's build strong and at least have, you know, basic ascetical practices for the rest of the year. But we also in the app allow men to build out their own disciplines. What did you learn about yourself during the 90 days? And you will learn a lot about yourself if you try it. And to say, okay, you've learned your strengths, your weaknesses. Maybe on some of those strengths, you're like, oh, this is easy, but important, right? And you want to keep that going. Or this is really a weakness. I need to continue to focus on that. Well, do it then, right? And when you build out those disciplines, right, every day you get in the app, you're going to see them. And it's going to be a good reminder. You can continue to meet with your fraternity, even if it's not weekly. Maybe it's every other week or even once a month if it's the summer, right? But we are helping men to maintain throughout the rest of the year.
What a wonderful distinction that you started with there, though, that feasting is not binging. That's like we binge TV and we binge food and we binge, but that's not what feasting is. Feasting is, because that's kind of out of control. And it's not that we're trying to just be all prudish, but we are trying to maintain our humanity when we do these things.
And it's like we think we go into church to honor God. But if I'm, you know, drinking a beer, well, I do that for me. Well, what's feasting? It's saying the food that you are eating and that beer that you are drinking, you're doing that for God.
Oh, wow.
Like that just blows our minds today because we don't think that way in our secular culture. No. But that's what a feast is, honoring him through culture, and it flows right out of the prayer.
Our guest is Dr. Jared Stout. Melissa's in South Dakota listening on EWTN. We're glad you're here, Melissa. Go ahead with your question for Dr. Stout.
I've been listening, and I've never heard of Exodus 90, but it sounds very enticing. And I know I'm a female, and maybe it's just my competitive nature, but I'm like, oh, is there something like this for women?
Yeah, it's called the convent. No, just kidding. Dr. Stout, help us out there.
Well, this is one of the most frequent questions we get, and we have discerned launching a woman's program, but we're a bunch of men. And so we really discern that that's not our charism. There is something called Fiat 90. And so I think they have tried to build on what we do. So I would encourage you to look that up. Fiat 90, F-I-A-T 90. So that would be the closest equivalent. But I will say, I mean, if you're married, there are a lot of wives who are keenly interested in what their husbands do. And, you know, we do have our reflections on audio. And so I've listened to them with my family. So that's something that you could do. And even as a family, you know, we've taken on some of the disciplines. So I would say, you know, if you're married and your husband was interested, not that you would necessarily say, we're going to do this as a fraternity or something. No, it's important to have the male fraternity and that support and a place where you can really talk through everything as men. But I think this can really rub off in a relationship and a family, and it tends to be a very good thing for the family.
Does that get what you wanted, Melissa, or did you want to talk more?
Yes. I just have another thing I thought of.
Okay.
You know, I'm a CCD director, and you know, if you kind of wanted to start this in like your church, I mean, would you suggest it to some man? Have you guys ever heard of this? Would you like, you know, would you be interested, or does that not come?
That often happens. Even priests will, you know, approach a man and say, hey, would you consider starting a fraternity here in the parish? So a lot of times parishes, and we actually have parish kits. So you can go to our website and even order a parish kit with, you know, flyers. We have bulletin announcements, all kinds of things. And there tends to be a pretty good response from within parishes. And, you know, it's a good thing for parishes because you get all these men together and they're motivated and they want to do things. And then it tends to benefit the parish.
Melissa, what wonderful questions. And thank you for doing the CCD and helping in the formation of the young. And whenever we get somebody that does CCD or RCIA, I always like to send a book. I'd like to send you Jimmy Akin's book, A Daily Defense, because he covers 365 different important questions that people or challenges people might make to the Catholic faith. So as you're teaching and helping people through that, I'd love you to have it. If you want it, all you got to do is hang on the line, give us an address, and we'll send it to you. The number here is 888-318-7884. Our guest is Dr. Jared Stout. And it is true that we've been talking a lot about men because Exodus 90 is for men. There are more and more. I mean, there are just many, just a kind of growing number of apostolates that help lay people to kind of gain access to these things that really used to be for the religious, really. I mean, a lot of what you're doing, this asceticism that you're practicing for lay men, was in the convent or whatnot. So are there other things that you know of that are available for lay people that you might just want to mention that men and women can participate in? Because Exodus 90 is magnificent, but there really is a growing, and you probably know some of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I just want to say that there were desert mothers in addition to desert fathers, right? So we don't want to overlook the women.
Yeah. And
I would say personally, as a Benedictine oblate, you know, I have always been drawn to the monastic life, but I'm not going to try to kid anyone. You know, I'm not living a monastic life, you know, fully like in my family or even anything close to it. But I would say, you know, read the Desert Fathers. That would be my biggest recommendation.
Okay.
I would, you know, go to that podcast, you know, Desert Fathers in a Year, because even though, you know, we're not going to go out into the desert and fast as heroically as they did, maybe eating one meal a day or sometimes even less than that. But I would say what I have found reading the Desert Fathers is that there are so many takeaways, because ultimately they will tell you when you read them, it's not about, you know, these heroic feats of sacrifice. At the end of the day, it's humility, it's love, it's charity towards others. They are always pointing, you know, that direction. And so that the biggest thing I think for anyone is to read the Bible every day in prayer, you know, to do the Lectio Divina.
Wonderful.
You can see I'm a good Benedictine here.
Yeah.
Right. So open up your Bible in prayerful, silent meditation every day. Check out the teachings of the Desert Fathers and just build a life of prayer, and then build community with other people. So I think that the Lord's Day is the perfect day to do that. Invite people to your house, you know, gather at the parish afterwards, because, you know, there's a beautiful tradition called the Agape Meal. So after celebrating the Eucharist, we're supposed to eat with one another, to break bread in our homes. And so I would just point to those kinds of practices that I think can really help us to live the Christian life more fully.
And now you mentioned the phrase plan of life before, and that just caught my ear, because is that a traditional Catholic thing to have a plan of life? Or tell me about that. I need a plan of life. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, the Desert Fathers would go to a spiritual father in the desert. That was actually crucial. And their obedience, because they were, largely speaking, a bunch of hermits, was going to a father and basically working out a plan with them. You will wake up at this time. You will say these prayers, right? These are the sacrifices that you can make because you're doing them out of obedience. And that is what really informed the rule of Saint Benedict. And so when we want to think about a plan of life, you know, I mean, St. Benedict's rule is so balanced, you know, sleeping 8 hours, praying 8 hours, and working 8 hours, right? You have this, you know, really great, well, he's known for his moderation. And so I would say flowing from the Desert Fathers and from the rule of St. Benedict, yes, there is a tradition to say that I need to make a plan. I need to order my life, and
wow,
I need a time in which I wake up. I need to set a time for prayer. There are things that I need to work on that I need to identify.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Exodus 90 is a good start for so many people. They've never done those things. And so we say, well, come work with us. We'll help you to kind of get started in setting up disciplines and a rhythm of prayer. But that's something, whether you're doing Exodus 90 or not, that yes, we all should have that kind of intentionality in how we live out and practice our faith.
Dr. Jared Stout, I'm so grateful that you took the time with us on this first live show of the year to talk about things like having practicing the ascetic practices of the church. It's scary if you haven't undertaken it, but I think there's, with the practice of it, you realize it really is the way to freedom. It's the way to be liberated from all those things that keep you from being what God made you to be. And I hope people will check it out. Tell us the website people can go to. If men want to do the Exodus 90 starting January 20th, where do they go and find out about
Exodus it? Exodus90.com, and you can find our app in the app stores.
And if I want to do the Desert Fathers in a year, that's also on the app, or do I go somewhere else for the Desert Fathers?
You can find it on the app, but you can go to desertfathers.com.
Thank you, Dr. Stout. That'll do it for us. We'll see you again tomorrow. Do this again. It's part of my plan of life. I'll be here to do it at this time tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.